track 8, and here are this week's letters to the editor. There's just four of them, three of them relating to the Queen Street plans, and the first of them is rather long, so Jenny and I will be sharing this one between us. Queen Street. If it ain't broke, it don't need fixing. Nick Yabsley, Newton Abbot Town Councillor, writes, I've lived in Newton Abbot pretty much all of my life. Forgive me for being a little nostalgic, but visions of Madge Mellors, R&J Bennett, the Courtney Public House are memories I cherish. Queen Street is a vibrant and living place, bringing much-needed commerce into the town and acting as an artery for new business, as well as long-established shops to coexist. Even with the pressure from internet shopping, the devastating effects of the lockdowns, and the very predictable cost-of-living crisis that has followed, I think Queen Street is doing rather well. The traders have shown remarkable durability and resilience, and are being joined by new enterprises opening despite these challenges. Okay, it's not perfect. We can all think of shops that we would like to add, but when you compare it to other towns, it stands up pretty well. I'm told that Queen Street needs to have wider pavements to be safer and easier for pedestrians. I say Queen Street already has wider pavements than most other South Devon towns. Take, for example, Salcombe, Dartmouth and Totnes. The thousands of visitors to these popular destinations all seem to cope. With Walborough Street, Bank Street, Courtney Street and the whole Market Walk area already pedestrianised, there are plenty of opportunities for people to walk freely as well as eat and drink outside if they want to.
Have you seen what similar changes have meant to Torquay and Paignton and the dramatic decline that has resulted? I say the powers that be should focus on filling the empty units in our already pedestrianised area, such as Ridgeways, M&S and now Wilko, to name but three. The proposal is to limit parking, but many elderly and disabled visitors use Queen Street out of necessity, parking for an hour, going about their business and leaving. Yet the street is invariably pretty full, which indicates that numerous people use it on a regular basis, bringing in thousands of pounds in parking revenue. Very few motorists use Queen Street as a rat run to speed up their journey through the town, with the exception of roadworks or an accident causing a detour. If travelling on to the neighbouring towns, East Street or the Avenue would be their preferred route. As for consultation, if asked, do you think we should look after the environment or do you like trees? Of course people are going to agree, but that's not real consultation. 2 years ago, I spent 6 hours of my time asking all businesses in Queen Street their views. The results were very clear. 3 out of 4 business owners in Queen Street were fundamentally against the proposals, and from what I have heard, that opinion hasn't changed. In the last 12 months, I have visited Marlow, Whitstable, Padstow, and even Paris. All these places still allow vehicle access, value their history, and are thriving as a result. With our government only last week changing tack on HS2 as a result of rising costs and a changing world post-COVID, it is not too late for a rethink. I say, if it ain't broke, it don't need fixing. In the interest of preserving and projecting Newton Abbot into the future, let's keep Queen Street open for business.
More space for pedestrians. Andy Swain writes, I live quite away from Newton Abbot and usually drive in when I visit. There has always been ample space in the cricket field car park, and the pedestrian entrance to that car park is so close to Queen Street that it would actually be further to walk to the opposite corner of the car park. When I get to Queen Street, there are useful shops and a great cafe, but it is not an attractive place to linger. It is very much a road. Most of the space is given over to parking and traffic, much of it passing straight through for no apparent reason. There is not a single tree and very few plants. The pavement is crowded with people hurrying on. The atmosphere is of a busy road. It is not a relaxing, welcoming or attractive place. When I get to Courtney Street, however, that all changes. There are trees, planters and space. A little further on, there is no traffic. This is a place that feels designed for shoppers, not the cars. It makes me want to stay longer. Teignbridge Council wants to reduce the traffic on Queen Street and give more space to pedestrians, make the intersections easier for pedestrians and cyclists, and add planting. It has made changes responding to the feedback, for example, to improve the loading facilities. I understand the concerns, but this seems like a good idea. It will certainly make visiting Queen Street a more tempting option for visitors from outside Newton Abbot, like me.
And finally, on this topic, Martin Wilcox of Newton Abbot writes, Newton Abbot has three roads that lead from one side of the town to the other, East Street, the Avenue, and Queen Street. At busy times, all three can become congested. So to make Queen Street inaccessible to traffic is madness. Who on earth comes up with these ludicrous ideas? They did this in Paignton and it caused chaos for 18 months before they revised it to how it was. I haven't met one person who thinks this is a good idea, apart from the idiots that have devised the plan. Rest in peace, Queen Street.
No more homes in the countryside. Will Farrow of Dawlish writes, I agree with the headline in the Dawlish Gazette for the 19th of the 10th, No More Homes. It is good that our local representatives are standing up for us. Also, I am grateful for the good sense written by Martin Heath on the subject in his column. I would like to suggest the following ways that homes could be created for people other than tearing up fresh countryside. First, houses could be built on brownfield sites. The advantage here is that necessary infrastructure, such as roads, are already in place. Second, much of the potential living space in town centres is empty. This may not be appropriate for young families, but it would suit other groups of people. Thirdly, there needs to be a radical clampdown on empty second homes and holiday lets. And finally, it needs to be made much more attractive to people to let property to people looking for somewhere to live.